Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Bible, our book of Advents. It's not a very catchy catchphrase, is it? For a theme for Advent, it doesn't just roll off the tongue. You know, some of those, when you say them, they get stuck in your head and it's hard to forget them. But this year, the Bible, our book of Advents, it's almost clunky. But what does it mean? What's it all about? What even is Advent? I mean, I know how most of us look at Advent, how we tend to look at it as extra shopping days, our days in preparation for Christmas, time to get our Christmas parties with our friends and our various gatherings together, and so on and so forth, as we prepare for the big day of Christmas Day. I know what Advent is all about, but is that really right? Is that really all that Advent is? Or is it so much more? What else is Advent? You know, on Sunday I said it kind of in passing almost, that Advent as a whole comes from a phrase, the Latin phrase advenio. It means coming. And it's all about the coming of the Lord. And that is certainly what Advent is about. Looking forward to the fact that our Lord will come with a trumpet, and all those that have died before us, all those that have gone before us, will rise again to be with Him, and we will be gathered together with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our hope. It is what we look toward. It is the promise of God. That's what Advent is about. And of course, Advent, of course, culminates in Christmas, when we look back and see that our Savior was born in Bethlehem. There's even really more to it than that. And it might take a little bit to kind of tweak your mind a little bit in the way we think about things. It can be done real easy. Like, I'll explain it like this. If I said, when was Christ Jesus born? We would end up going to the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew, looking at various markers and finding those dates on the calendar. We'd be asking questions like, when did Herod the Great die? And how long did it take the Magi to get to Herod the Great? How old was Jesus when the Magi left Herod and went searching for Jesus? And we do all of that to get a date on the calendar, to look for a precise date. But if I say, when has our Lord come to His creation? Well, that's a bit of a different question. And we would answer it differently as well. We would look at it differently. And part of the reason that those two questions hit us so differently is because all too often when we think of Christ, and we think of Christ being born in Bethlehem, and if we asked ourselves, what was Christ doing before He was born in Bethlehem? For a lot of us, we might end up thinking that Jesus was up in heaven in like a heavenly waiting room, just twiddling His thumbs, just waiting for the time and the chance to interact with His creation. But that's not true. In fact, if we look to our gospel lesson tonight, with Jesus talking to these Jews, notice what He says. He talks about meeting Abraham. And then right at the end, one of the great I am statements in the Gospel of John, He says, I am. I am. That's significant. Jesus saying that He is I am. I am the name of God. In fact, when you go into your Old Testament, and if you ever see this where it says the Lord and it's all in capital letters, that's a translation of a Hebrew word, I am. We sometimes call it Yahweh, but the actual word is a verb. It means I am. And even if you get to our Old Testament lesson for tonight, Genesis 12, and the Lord came to Abraham and said, the Lord, I am. That's the word. I am came to Abraham. And then a little bit later in chapter 18, three men approach Abraham. But yet Abraham, when he sees them, he doesn't say, hello, three men. He says, the Lord. And he says, he doesn't use a technical title. He uses that word, that name, that title. He says, I am. He says, Yahweh. And notice how the three men speak. They don't speak like angels. They don't speak like people that have come to visit. He says, this is what's going to happen. And so it is. And so it happens. This is a time when God interacted with his creation. It is an advent. It is a coming of the Lord. And so it is that here, even in the Old Testament, we have an advent. And so it is that we have our Bible, the book of Advents, the book of God interacting with his creation. And why? Why does God interact with his creation? Even look at this Genesis text that stands before us today. God comes to Abraham and proclaims a promise. You will be a great nation. And then in Genesis 18, he comes again to fulfill that promise. I will be back again in a year and you will have a child. Isaac will be born. And out of Isaac, God will give to Abraham and make Abraham a great nation. A promise and a fulfillment. But it's so much more than just being a great nation. It's so much more than just being a bunch of people. Yes, God would grant Abraham and Sarah a child Isaac. And yes, out of Isaac, a great nation would be the nation of Israel. But out of that would be born a Savior in Bethlehem, out of the nation of Israel, out of the people of Israel. Isaac was born. Jesus was born. And notice the promise that we have as well. Jesus says it in John 3. We are to be born again of water and spirit. Through our baptisms, we are connected to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are connected to his death and his resurrection, his salvation, which he so freely gives to us as ours. Because we have been born again. Isaac was born. Jesus was born, and you were born. Born into living hope. Born into the hope given to you through Christ Jesus our Lord. We have reason to rejoice this Advent season. This season of the coming of the Lord. But you know, as we even say that, the coming of the Lord, it is something that we also wait for. We wait for the day of Christmas. We wait for the coming of the Lord when he will take us to be with him for eternity. Yes, we wait. And in those ways, Advent is, in this essence, a season of waiting. But you know, that's actually one of the things I love about Advent. I love it. Because Advent is unavoidable. You cannot avoid Advent. Oh, you can have celebrations, you can have parties, you can do all the things that you necessarily want to do as you go into the Advent season, but you can't make Christmas any sooner. Christmas is December 25th, and it's going to be December 25th, which means even if you have your party early, you still have to wait. You still have to wait for Christmas. The season of Advent is unavoidable. We are called to wait as God's children, and we are waiting. And so it is that this Advent season, as we look back at the Bible, our book of Advents, our book of the coming of the Lord, of our book talking about how God has interacted with his creation, and as we look forward to Christmas and the ultimate coming of the Lord, when he will take us to be with him for eternity, let us rejoice. Let us rejoice that we have been born. That we have been born of water and the Spirit. That we have been born into salvation given to us through Christ Jesus our Lord. In his name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.